The next thing to discuss is data streams. One of the main differences between game utilities and traditional games is that game utilities rely on data to drive the gameplay rather than predefined content or feedback-only mechanics. Like game mechanics, these data streams are the verbs that can help fuel the game design. We'll now discuss the different types of data streams that could be used in these game utilities. This is only a partial list of data streams to consider. Social data streams. This is data that is grabbed from social networks like Facebook and Twitter. The data streams can be used to create a class of game utilities that are built on top of relationships or content within these social networks. For friend-based social networks, it means building games that enhance and augment friend relationships, or even the relationships within the proximity of your friend network or friends of friends network. This could include games where you buy and sell friends or even other random people in your geographic area. For follower-based social networks, it means building games that enhance the follower model. It could also mean buying and selling other people on the social network. It could mean repurposing the follower relationship to a more silly or playful relationship, such as treating your followers as pets or some other silly role. The data from these networks can include things such as photos, status updates, location data, relationships, hashtags, etc. Games can also create their own types of social networks with new types of roles and use the data sets related to these roles to drive the gameplay. The nice thing about games is that they allow for more playful types of roles and relationships as the foundation for the social networking. Some of these playful roles could be guild-related or team-related to battles, races, and other types of multiplayer gameplay. The next data stream is the location data stream. This data stream revolves around the player's location. This can include their GPS coordinates at the moment, as well as the set of coordinates for a person over the course of a day, week, or year. Aside from the specific location, there are other uses of the GPS data. It could be used to create games based on proximity to other players and opportunities in the game. The location data can be used to explore physical locations with game content that could be unlocked. The location data could also relate to the businesses, stores, experiences around the location. Another data stream is the photo video data stream, and this is an important data stream that can add a lot of value to the game utility. This can come in the form of photos and videos from the phone, social networks, or other devices. These photos can be used to drive other important data mechanics discussed in the future sections of the book, such as the fun generator systems. The photo video data stream can also come from in-game quests that guide players to make photos, videos for a specific situation, thereby adding more photo and video data and content to the game utility. It could come from their galleries on social networks or personal devices. Photos and videos are an easy user-generated item that are mostly quick to make and quick and fun to consume. We've heard of social networks that are engaging to the extent that they provide new photo and video content to consume. There's the rating data stream. This is data that comes from players rating other data streams and content within the game. This can include a rating of photos, videos, comments, and other forms of player-generated expression and content. This rating data can be used to filter out the best content and items within the game. This content can be used to then fuel other parts of the game and the gameplay for the game utilities. And then there's the web data stream. And this, let's go back to the rating data stream some more. I think this is also a fun mechanic in and by itself, where players just get to rate either photos or other content. And we've seen stuff like this already prove itself out in things like Tinder, where people are, you know, swiping one way or another to rate people in a way or to show their interest. So definitely consider the rating data stream as just a way to create even new types of data to fuel your game utility. Now let's move back to the web data stream. This can include scraping data from websites that are driven by user-generated content like YouTube, Craigslist, Yelp, Reddit, and others. It could also include accessing APIs from other web services to get relevant data such as weather and other interesting pieces of data that can be used in the game. For example, the weather data might help determine some of the location-based gameplay or quests in a game utility. A subset of the web data stream is repurposed data that you could use in context it was not intended for. This means taking data meant for one thing, but repurposing it for another reason. Even combining it with other data streams along with player input to make something more valuable and fun. It could include communication and expression streams from places like Twitter and Instagram. Using photos posted by people with certain hashtags could serve as interesting content for gameplay in a game utility. One example could be to take photos with certain hashtags on social networks and then inspiring your players to add silly meme phrases to them for a scrapbook inside the game utility or a daily scrapbook. Then there's the complementary data streams, and as mentioned in the web data streams, these are new data streams and more valuable data streams that come with combining data from multiple sources. To give an idea of potential values, it's things like combining Craigslist post overlaid with map data to potentially provide more interesting and valuable game interaction systems. So this may be a silly example, but maybe a freebie scavenger hunt that takes all the freebies listed on Craigslist within a geographic area and turns it into a game where the person that collects the most free stuff wins some prize inside the game. The designer could also merge this data with other game-generated data to create new types of gameplay or content for the game utility. There's the news data stream, and a specific subset of web data that could be considered news data, news being categorically defined as updates or changes on a topic, theme, or other activity interest. It could also relate to other or to user-generated news in the form of opinions, photos, and other information within a community. You could also consider sensor data recorded over time as news related to that sensor data. This data stream could be used to generate community news as well as other types of interesting or novel time-sensitive fun gameplay. Then there's the sensor data stream, and this is data derived from sensors on phones and other hardware devices like hardware, augmented shoes, pedometers, etc. There's also data from the Internet of Things sensors. This could include heartbeat data, temperature data, and other types of data from Internet of Things sensors. This could help to complement other data found on the web or other information data streams to enhance the gameplay. There's the audio data stream, and this could include microphone data from the players or groups of players, including voice, breathing, word sequences, lyrics, or silly combinations of primal and phonetic sounds. Other audio streams could come from an environment, speech, traffic, story, etc. There is the feedback data stream, and thinking back to traditional games, this would include things such as the inputting user movement via joystick and buttons. On current computing platforms, it could include touch screens touching various elements, items, or data in the game. There's the expression data stream, and this includes expression interfaces in the game that allow players to express themselves and could include text boxes revolving around a specific context, drawing interfaces, and any other interface that could capture a player's self-expression within the game. This could also include game-specific self-expression or content that could only be made within the game itself that allows for expression. And this is where these game utilities and games could shine in terms of expression, because they allow for new types of content types that are hard or are not as native to other content systems. So it's definitely something to consider. Now there's the, and these content types can be more interactive than content in other types of interfaces. Then there's metadata streams, and this is data that's created by players interacting within the data in the game or with the data in the game. This data could be used to then feed learning algorithms or customization engines to make more compelling and fun gameplay for the player. To summarize, there are many data streams out there, and more are added continuously. They mainly come from the new types of sensor data available, as well as new digital contexts and activities. There are also other data streams that may be out there. This chapter is just a sample list of various data streams. One of the more interesting things for a game utility designer to consider are custom data streams that are based on the interactive or custom content unique to the game itself. And I kind of mentioned this earlier in the expression data stream. But the game utility would create new or novel types of data or data combinations that could not be created or found with data streams from other domains. This would allow for new types of gameplay or interactions or even game data content not considered or even doable within other data streams. It also helps to make the game utility more unique to the players, as they could not get this content, data, or interactivity or interactions from other sources. It could be considered game utility generated content. So we'll just call it that for now, game utility generated content. The next chapter will deal with data mechanics. These are game mechanics that build on top of these data streams.